This is Sherry Rowe. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Just look at those stars tonight. You know lately they don't shine as bright in the glow of these city lights like they once did, like they once did. Think about that summer kiss, a little taste of ocean on your lips. The tide was pulling your hands from my hips, but we were never letting go. No, oh, oh, oh. My heart was thump thumping, our toes were dug dug, and I knew that we had something in my world needing nothing but a sandy breeze. Baby, let's take two.
Another day at CRS, and one of my favorite people in all the world is Sherry Rowe.
Hi, how are you, Lee?
I'm doing good. So what's been happening with you?
Oh my goodness, we've been playing a ton of shows as usual, you know, going back and forth to Nashville, recorded some new music, got a new single coming out in March. We've been keeping real busy.
Okay, and what's the new song?
The new song is called Night Ridin'. I co-wrote it with Kaylee North, who is here in town in Nashville. And wrote it a couple years ago, actually, and I've been kind of on the sidelines saying, hey, what about Night Ridin'? What about Night Ridin'? Because we've released a couple other songs since then. And I'm so excited and proud because we went to the studio. The song is about taking a drive at night in an old truck. And I know there are a lot of songs and country music written about trucks and driving and all that good stuff, but there's a certain feeling you have when you take a drive at night when the sun sets and it goes from that beautiful sunset bright sky to that cool kind of dusk look, and then the night sets in and the big sky with all the stars, and especially in Arizona where I'm from, you kind of see the silhouette of the mountains and the saguaros, and it's just it's a very unique feeling. And so if you get to take a drive like that, especially with someone that you really love, you really do feel like the whole world is asleep except for you, and you just have the whole night, it seems like an eternity to just be together. And that, I feel like the song, the guys in the studio, in production, all of it, I feel like we really captured a feeling. So I'm excited for everybody to hear it.
My goodness, you described that really, really well. Have you ever thought of doing a radio show?
Oh my goodness.
If you did one, I would take it immediately.
Oh, you're awesome. Actually, I've actually thought about co-hosting some radio shows and getting involved with that. Because I love talking with people. I love being able to get ideas across. And so, yeah, that's actually something I've thought about.
we'll host one and we'll air it for you.
That sounds great.
Great. Yeah, so is there going to be a video with this as well?
There is. We filmed the music video just north of the valley in Arizona at a ranch in Camp Verde, Arizona. And the ranchers have been there for many, many years, the acres and acres of land. And we used their dirt roads and their 100-old pine trees lining the sides of the roads. And we hired actually two actors to play the lead couple. And then so there's scenes of, you know, take away to me singing and then them in the truck. And it's just a beautiful romantic story.
Great. Well, we'll air it on our new TV channel, which is Salmon Tea.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah. So touring as always?
Yeah, always playing lots of shows. And I think one of the most prominent shows that we'll be playing this year actually falls the night after Night Ridin' is released. So Night Ridin' comes out on March 22nd. On March 23rd, I'm so excited to share, we're playing Celebrity Fight Night, which is a fundraiser. It's in its 25th year, raising money for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's research. It is one of the most notable charity performance events in the world. I get to share the stage with Reba McEntire, Barry Manilow, Brian McKnight. I get to walk the red carpet with my husband, who is my bass player and the love of my life, and my band. I have an amazing band, and they're really my brothers as well. And so I'm excited for them too, because we get to be on this big stage. Everything's going to be produced by David Foster, and so that'll be it's going to be a big spring.
Brilliant. And what about Europe?
Oh, I want to come back so bad. There's always talk, right, that we're going to go back. We've been over a couple times, but I'm always trying to organize that. And really, it's just been logistics. It's been, you know, timing, things coming out here. So we're really focused on that. But we're always talking about going back. So I've had a couple people ask me. So I would say 2020 is probably a good possibility to get back over.
Good. Well, we need to get some music out and get you promoted over there.
That would be fabulous.
Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. This is Sherry Rowe. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Started up, turned the key. Oh, I'm thinking about you. See the light hit the trees, feel the air. Heading over to your place, yellow lines in the headlights. Thank you.